This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. In an election year like no other, the first debate between U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, could be a pivotal moment in a race that has remained stubbornly unchanged in the face of historic tumult. The Tuesday night debate will offer a massive platform for Mr. Trump and Biden to outline their starkly different visions for a country facing multiple crises, including racial justice protests and a pandemic that has killed more than 200,000 Americans and cost millions of jobs. As the worldwide death toll from coronavirus surges past 1 million, U.S. President Trump is trying to persuade the country's governors to reopen schools with the announcement of a shipment of millions of rapid coronavirus tests to states this week.
These new Abbott rapid point-of-care tests are easy to use and return results within just minutes. You'll have a result at a maximum 15 minutes. No machine is required to process them.
The federal government plans to ship 100 million tests to states over the next several weeks. The move to dramatically expand testing comes just 5 weeks before the November elections, as Mr. Trump continues to face criticism for his handling of the coronavirus. The rapid tests from Abbott Laboratories can be used outside of medical facilities, but experts warn that they are less accurate and harder to track than older laboratory tests. Human rights watchdog Amnesty International said Tuesday that it was halting its operation in India, citing reprisals from the government and the freezing of its bank accounts by Indian authorities. Amnesty International India said in a statement that the organization had laid off its staff in India and paused its ongoing campaign and research work on human rights, alleging the Indian authorities froze its bank accounts. This is VOA News. An economic meltdown, mass protests, financial collapse, a virus outbreak, and a cataclysmic explosion that virtually wiped out the country's main port with Lebanon. Now, in the past year, has been nothing short of an earthquake for tiny Lebanon, with turmoil and deep uncertainty governing everyday lives. Yet Lebanese fear even darker days are ahead. The country's foreign reserves are drying up. The local currency is expected to spiral further out of control, and spontaneous incidents of armed clashes between rival groups are escalating. With no government and no fear prospects for an IMF bailout, the country risks slipping into chaos as frustrations reach a boiling point. A former Louisville police detective pleads not guilty to charges of shooting Breonna Taylor. AP correspondent Mike Gracia with those details.
Former Louisville Metro Police Detective Brett Hankison, who was indicted last week on three counts of wanton endangerment in the Breonna Taylor case, pleaded not guilty Monday. Hankison was indicted for firing shots into the home of Taylor's neighbors. The grand jury declined to indict Hankison or two other undercover narcotics officers with the fatal shooting of Taylor. That triggered protests in Louisville and other cities. Taylor was shot multiple times in a March 13th narcotics raid after her boyfriend opened fire as officers entered her home. The boyfriend said he didn't know who was entering and fired in self-defense. I'm Mike Gracia.
Pakistan's Supreme Court has accepted an appeal by the family of slain American journalist Daniel Pearl, seeking to keep a British-born Pakistani man on death row over the beheading of the Wall Street Journal reporter. The court on Monday delayed until next week hearing the appeal over the lower court acquittal of Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh. Sheikh had been on death row since his conviction in 2002 over Pearl's killing. He had been convicted of helping lure Pearl to a meeting in the southern Pakistan port city of Karachi, in which he was kidnapped. Leaders of countries once subjugated to Western powers spoke out about still stinging scars of colonialism at this year's UN General Assembly. Several leaders evoked global protest inspired by Black Lives Matter and renewed demands for reparations for the slave trade. Others brought up unresolved territorial disputes left over from colonial times. Rwanda's president said the global movement for racial injustice is not a passing phenomenon. Sierra Leone's president gave world nations a 10-year deadline to wrap up the colonial era. Antigua and Barbuda said ex-colonizers should forgive poor country debt as the pandemic pummels economies. Find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.